The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. Sugar beet growers in the Southern Valley received some much-needed rain. Here's MINDAC Vice President of Agriculture Mike Metzger.
We were really looking for rain, especially in our northern growing districts. And everyone got a pretty, anywhere from a general inch, I think, would be kind of the safe thing to say, a little less in the south. And then, of course, you hear some torrential stuff, but as a whole, more in the north. And for the northern area, they needed it the most.
Of course, some areas across the valley received a little bit too much rain, but American Crystal General Agronomist Joe Hastings says, for the most part, the rain was needed.
All our beets are planted right now, Randy, and it's looking good that way. We did get some rainfall, of course, in varying degrees. We had probably an inch in general everybody got, but you start heading up north and in areas, we got up to 6-7 inches, especially up in that northern Drayton District area, which probably needed made up for last year, I guess, in one shot here. We're unfortunately too much in a way. Cool temps, though, of course, there's beets underwater, but these cool temps will help those beets survive. And of any crop out there, the one that can survive being underwater for a time the best is sugar beets. So, still hopeful on that. Weed control, that's been going very well right now. We're probably having to clean up some water hemp that's emerged. Work with your agriculturist on that and stay ahead of it. Kill small water hemp and small weeds is the key. Don't let them get too big. Cover crop, if you got that left hanging out there, it's probably time to kill that if you haven't already.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.